can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles.
It is a snow-covered Veterans Day Monday. And from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, welcome back to it on a Monday.
Good morning, Steve. Cold and snowy here in Lansing, but I think there's the potential to have a good week in our state capital.
Well, we'll see. You know, I was reading with great interest a column by Nolan Finley, who's been a good friend of this program for many years, and an op-ed writer and editor at the Detroit News, basically saying it's time to spare vulnerable constituents from the budget battle between Gretchen Whitmer and the Republicans. As you know, the governor cut almost $1 billion out of the budget. It looked fairly political to me, trying to force Republicans to give in, but they have not. Mike Shirky and others have said the budget's done. Where are we with all of this?
Well, Steve, I think the challenge is the budget drama in our state capitol, the ongoing impasse, has started to attract national attention. Last week, I received a call from a reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
Really?
And I had to spend some time explaining that today in Lansing, the fact is that the budget is balanced, that the budget was adopted on time without a government shutdown, and that we have over $1 billion in the state's rainy day fund. So the picture isn't nearly as gloomy as some would have you think. But, Steve, you're absolutely correct. The governor issued over $900 million in budget vetoes, $400 million, as Nolan Finley pointed out, reflect an honest policy difference. It's a tough stand, but the governor was justified in vetoing $400 million in transportation funding due to a real policy difference over where those funds should come from, new revenue or reprioritizing current spending. The problem is the other $500 million, and I think that's what has resulted in the ongoing impasse in the state capitol. Sometimes creative thinking comes from inside the Capitol building. Sometimes you need to get a little distance. And I agree with you. Nolan Finley's editorial in the Detroit News this weekend suggested a reasonable, straightforward proposal to look at about $40 million in vetoes that were unnecessary, unwise, and overtly political. One way to break the impasse, and we'll be reaching out today to the legislative leaders, is to encourage a supplemental bill of about $40 million, which is a fair amount of money, but not one of the larger elements, and restore funding for programs often operated by nonprofits or community groups. The three best examples would be several million dollars in vetoes and funding for an autism navigator to help parents with children who have autism, and funding for Alzheimer's and dementia. Those vetoes were unnecessary and some would say even cruel.
Well, you know, in the way that Nolan Finley lays it out, and again, Nolan Finley's been on this program many, many times and contributes here, he thinks that the road funding, he understood that one, as we just discussed, saying, listen, it's a legitimate disagreement over policy and she's looking for a long-term revenue source to fix the roads, okay, but the Autism Alliance and those with dementia and Alzheimer's, I mean, he sees, and I believe, and I guess I agree with his take on this, thought that that would be leverage because constituents would call and say, wait a second, we've got to get this fixed, and there would be some leverage for her to go back and demand changes to the budget, but it's not happening that way, is it?
It isn't. I share your concern. I think that was the political calculation in the executive office, is that if they cut enough state spending to put pressure on Republican legislative leaders, they would come back to the table and look at a very large increase in Michigan's gas tax. That's just not going to happen in the foreseeable future. So sometimes you have to count to 10 and step back and look for a way to break the logjam. And there is no good reason why families with children with autism, families who have family members who are struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia should be held hostage or should be collateral damage in a budget battle over larger policy differences. So we hope the governor and legislative leaders will look at this opportunity that's been outlined by the Detroit News and Nolan Finley. It's a responsible step forward. It leaves the policy issues to be resolved later this year or early next year. But enough's enough.
And what do you expect, Rich? Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, of course, as it is Monday. Do you expect some sort of a supplemental spending proposal to put some of that money back in place? What do you see going forward here?
Well, usually it's not too difficult to persuade lawmakers in the State House or Michigan Senate to spend more money. So we're not saying spend more money. We're saying spend it responsibly and as needed. Zero in on the $40 million to help people with Alzheimer's and dementia and autism and break the logjam. That's a responsible step to take before Thanksgiving. We'll see if that works, and then that might set the opportunity to deal with broader issues after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, one of the other issues, we've got about a minute left here, Rich. One of the other issues that keeps coming up, I don't think it's going to survive all of this, and that's the Pure Michigan Tourism campaign. I think that it got line-itemed out, and I don't think it's coming back. I don't think it has the support of some of these other things. I'll give you the last word, your thoughts.
Travel and tourism is one of our most important industries. It really wasn't a point of difference in the budget debate between the House and the Senate. We're hopeful that some funding will be retained, but budgets are a question of priorities, and it's fair for lawmakers to look at Pure Michigan along with the governor and decide whether that funding is being spent efficiently and effectively. But it's not the kind of healthy debates you can have when people are angry with each other and at an impasse over the entire state budget.
Fair point. Maybe we should send them back in a room and tell them they can't leave until they've got it sorted out. Which is what you suggested one time here, Rich, on the program. Greatly appreciated, as always. Rich Studley, from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. This has been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief with Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Snowy Monday and Veterans Day. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.